in the limelight.
The regime in Riyadh thought that with the support of fellow reactionary regimes in Abu Dhabi and Manama, and with the blessings of Washington, it would isolate Doha and force Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani into submission, but much to its detriment, the opposite has happened. Stay with us for an analysis in this regard for Russian TV RT titled Rise of Turkey-Iran-Qatar Axis Makes Saudi Arabia Furious. It's authored by Dariush Shah Tahmasabi, a New Zealand-based legal and political analyst of Iranian origin, specializing in immigration, refugee, and humanitarian law. A new alliance being formed by Qatar, Turkey, and Islamic Republic of Iran, with the potential to receive the backing of Russia and China, is a major concern to the US, Saudi regime, and Zionist regime. The aftermath of over 8 years of war in Syria has changed the regional dynamics in a way almost certainly never envisioned by the US and its accomplices. Through leaked documents, we have known for some time now that Washington's interim goal was to, at the very least, destabilize the government of President Bashar al-Assad in the hopes of scaling back Iranian influence. The ultimate goal of the U.S. was quite clearly regime change, which was very close to fruition during at least one stage of the war. This anti-Assad strategy has, of course, backfired to the point where Iranian-backed forces have essentially amassed along the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights of Syria, creating panic for Washington's most beloved ally in the region. This explains the blundering bid of Donald Trump to recognize Israel's illegal annexation of the Golan. The other notable and realistically most important development is that Russia, not the US, emerged out of the rubble of Syria as the major power broker and military tactician. However, it seems as though the aftermath of Syria is just the beginning of a tectonic move in a massive direction away from the status quo. 8 years on since the war in Syria broke out, and we are now beginning to see some other major concrete shifts within the regional alliances, which has Washington's traditional allies, particularly Saudi regime, starting to tremble. As of now, Qatar, Iran, and Turkey are forming a regional alliance which is irking Saudi regime and fellow Persian Gulf regimes, and they only have themselves to blame. After Saudi regime led a coalition of nations that attempted to bully Qatar into submission and accept a long list of inconceivable demands in June 2017, Qatar soon found it could rely on some key partners to weather the Saudi-led storm. These partners are now openly forming a new alliance which will upend the entire balance of power in West Asia. The strengthening of ties between these nations is quite remarkable when one considers that they each held differing positions regarding the Syrian conflict. The horror of this shift from a Western perspective can be seen brilliantly in an Asia Times article entitled America's Syrian Humiliation is Worse Than It Looks. When Saudi and UAE regimes sealed their land borders with Qatar along with blocking of shipments from their ports to Doha, Qatar quickly found friends in Oman, Turkey, and Iran to bypass this nonsensical blockade. Qatari flights were rerouted over Iranian airspace, and Turkey upped the ante on its military presence in the country as a sign of strength and commitment. Eventually, daily life in Qatar could continue quite reasonably. This is not to say that Qatar didn't experience difficulties, particularly regarding oil prices, real estate prices, tourism, and the slowdown in economic growth. Then again, Qatar was able to draw from its reserves to counter the effects, minimizing the damage done by its neighbors. By the end of 2017, Turkey, Iran, and Pakistan had all increased bilateral trade with Qatar, benefiting all four countries. In the less than 6 months since the Qatar crisis had begun, trade between Iran and Qatar reportedly increased by 117%. At the time, experts studying the crisis predicted that commercial relations between the two countries would remain intact even following the closure of the Saudi-led Qatar crisis. Iran, Qatar, and Turkey also signed a land transportation pact in August 2017, which would help reduce the constant transit period for the exchange of goods. Seeing as Saudi regime effectively blocked the flow of goods into Qatar, it should not be hard to see that even this agreement alone bore major significance. Qatar, for its part, has invested heavily in Turkey, well over $20 billion in total. As explained previously by Qatar's Al Jazeera TV, this is the second highest in terms of value by any country, demonstrating the importance these two nations have given to each other. By most accounts, Saudi, UAE, and Bahraini regimes need Turkey on their side in their bid to contain Iran. A recent report published by Middle East Eye revealed how Saudi regime, the UAE regime, and Egypt hatched a plan with Israel to scale back the regional influence of Turkey and Iran, with Turkey deemed to be the biggest military danger to their interests. As it transpires, the Qatar-Turkey-Iran axis could potentially provide a major buffer to the so-called Arab NATO, which will be headed by the regime in Riyadh. While Saudi regime appears to have managed to bring Pakistan on side, it still remains that Pakistan shares a border with Iran and relies heavily on China, another key ally of Iran. Any anti-Iran stance by Islamabad can therefore only stretch so far. The fact is that this alliance, on the face of it, will likely bear the support of Russia, and its military will also be of a major concern to the anti-Iran alliance. As it stands, Russia, Iran, and Qatar provide over half of the world's known gas reserves, not to mention that Iran and Qatar share the world's largest gas field, another major concern for the Saudi-led bloc. Saudi-owned media has already voiced its opposition to this newfound alliance, which can be seen most openly in an article in Al Arabiya entitled "How Iran, Turkey Use Qatar to Undermine Regional Security and U.S. Interest." According to Al Arabiya, there is a risk of Qatar to breaking away from the Arab orbit and posing a serious threat to Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. The article also notes the Qatar-Iran entente previously concealed is out in the open. The article's sources surmise Qatar has irrevocably joined with Ankara and Tehran against its former Arab allies. As a matter of fact, at around the same time, Qatar had called for a new alliance to replace the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, PGCC, further demonstrating this shift in perspective. According to Russian think tank Qatehan, the new Qatar-Iran-Turkey axis is already well underway and has the power to control Asia, India and Pakistan and challenge the demonic trio of the US, the Zionist regime and the Saudi regime. Do not underestimate the role of small Qatar in this tripartite alliance with latent empires, the think tank is cited as saying. The fact is that the huge financial resources, as well as the successful geographical location of the emirate, allow it to resist even the all-powerful Saudi regime, which also claims regional domination. Thus, international pressure and economic restrictions prompted three completely different states, despite geopolitical differences, to begin rapprochement in the economic sphere. How this will turn out in the future depends primarily on the actions of the US, which undoubtedly will try to break up the emerging triple alliance.